Hi everyone, I'm Gillian Pepper from Northumbria University in Newcastle, and this poster is a quick elevator pitch for the concept of perceived uncontrollable mortality risk, which I have found to be useful in understanding variation in health behaviour. You'll see in the first panel that I've outlined the basics of the theory, and I'd encourage you to click on the link and take a look at the theoretical model by Daniel Nettle, which did inspire all of this work. In the three remaining panels, you can see summaries of both observational and experimental studies, which find evidence in support of the theoretical model. The fourth panel actually summarizes some findings by my fantastic PhD student, Richard Brown, who will be giving a flash talk in this conference on Thursday the 25th, so you can go and watch his talk to find out more. However, this is just a handful of studies, and we have only just begun to scratch the surface. There's a lot we don't know, and I'd like to really encourage people to join us in working on this topic. For example, we don't know how accurate people's perceptions of control over their personal health risks are, and do they really reflect risks in people's ecologies? What types of risk are perceived as being more or less controllable? For example, do we think it's easier to control our risk of getting cardiovascular disease than our risk of getting cancer? And do violent crime rates affect our perceived control and therefore our health behavior? You'll see that the papers I've linked to from this poster use the term extrinsic mortality risk as interchangeable with uncontrollable mortality risk. As a disclaimer, I've decided to stop using the term extrinsic when referring to this work. The reason being that the term extrinsic is used in evolutionary models of aging, which inspired the model by Daniel Nettle, which you can see the work is based on. However, the Nettle model uses a rather different definition of the term extrinsic, and so to avoid confusion, I'm moving towards using the word uncontrollable instead. If you'd like clarifications about the theory, please do feel free to ask questions. For those of you who are thinking that this concept sounds a lot like the concept of locus of health control, the two measures are correlated, but based on the data we have so far, our measure does seem to be a better predictor of health behaviour than locus of health control. Furthermore, I think it's actually conceptually more useful. So by viewing perceived control over health as a reflection of someone's ecology rather than a personality trait, as locus of health control is often treated, we can begin to understand what structural features drive risk perceptions and thereby health behavior, and we can have greater possibility to identify targets for interventions. If you think you'd like to use this concept in a study or would like any further information, please contact me. You can email me by clicking my name on this poster.